Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1459, recorded Monday, March 3rd, 2014. Put a cork in it. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy. With step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to ifixit.com/twit and enter the code GizWiz at checkout.
And now, get ready for Dick.
This week, we have a KMB, a place for your monitor, and I'm going to help you eat right, all on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! It is time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dick?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. We are recording this a little bit early because right now I'm actually on a cruise.
And where are you cruising to?
I'm cruising currently in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm going to Honduras. Oh. Belize and Cozumel, I think.
Wow.
Yes, I think.
And what's, are there events there, or are these just places you want to see?
Just places I want to see. And
or are you escaping bad debts in Petaluma?
Right. You know, that software that I made, Macachad, isn't turning out so hot.
The Petaluma market is pursuing you because you didn't pay for that candy
tab
bar.
That I've kept open for a long time. That guy was selling his car. I should buy it. I thought it had some other interesting thing on it. So I'm hanging out in the Gulf of Mexico area in the Yucatan Peninsula. Hey, having a good time. Yeah.
Okay. And
the internet costs are expensive for us to live stream from there.
They are.
And the green
about
screen is looking perfect.
Yeah.
For anyone on audio, you might
actually. It's an hour for internet on the ship.
Yeah.
Unless you buy a package, in which case.
Weird. They sell packages for internet, but they sell it based off of time, not off of megabytes.
Right.
Which means there's no reason that they should give you fast internet.
Oh, like, no.
No
reason. Not. And they're not.
And they're not. It's like before dial-up speeds. It's like worse than dial-up.
Well, you know, when you go ashore, you might be able to get some tweets out real quick from an internet cafe or something.
And that's what we're doing. Instead of boat data, we're going for phone data. And so whenever we land at a port of call, we'll be able to send messages back and forth.
Great.
Check email. Right.
And what ship is it?
It is the boat called Shoot.
The SS Shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that one.
I don't remember. I'm looking it up.
Is it like a real ship line that this is
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I'm on Princess
Cruises. Oh, Princess, okay.
Jammerby wonders if it's the Good Ship Lollipop.
Good Ship Lollipop. Isn't that a song?
that's exactly what it is.
Yes. Just making sure. If I go to my Princess, my boat is the Western Caribbean Princess is the ship name. The Caribbean Princess. That was easy. Should have just guessed. That sounds just like me.
Yeah,
it really
you should.
Does.
Yes. I think when you walk up the gangplank, you should have that playing. And you should strut up like just like that.
I should wear that dress, too.
Yeah, this is Chad as a youngster.
Yeah,
I don't
totally.
Know where we got this video.
Shirley Temple. Oh, I mean, Chad had red hair then, too.
Yep. Do you think people would be as enamored as they are of Shirley Temple if I just start singing to random? It's a dream on a lollipop. And they'd be like, get this guy
I
off.
I would say
the boat,
by the
please.
Third day you could do that. I would not open with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, totally.
I would, you know, ingratiate myself to the guests.
Sometimes
and, you know,
they have, you know, talent shows, and I feel like I should really join one and start
well,
singing
when the,
that.
If they had a talent show... Uh-huh. What would you go? What would your talent be?
I mean, normally they're kind of structured. So normally it's like the Hairy Man contest, you know, show, or they're having like a horse race or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But what would it be this time, Chad? Think about it really hard. What would it be?
The category is talent show.
Talents that I have, which is actually very difficult to think of. Do I have any talents? I mean, there's the red hair talent. There's the speaking on the Gizwiz talent. Balloon animal making. I could make balloon animals.
There you go. There you go. I knew if we spent enough time, we could find a talent that we could attach to you.
Something that I'm talented in. Yeah, it was difficult, actually. It took a long time.
Well, that's good, because now on the ship, you can just jump right up with that. You don't have to go through the thinking process. We actually kind of did you a favor by honing into your talent before you board the ship.
Yeah. So now I just need a balloon pump and some balloon animal balloons.
Yeah, take them with you, pal.
Yeah.
That could be your claim to fame.
They don't take up much space in a bag,
nope.
So you can take a lot with you, actually.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And bring back a video for the Gizwiz.
That would be fun. Is there anything that I need to capture while on the cruise? I mean, I wonder what gadgets would be on a boat.
Well, hopefully radar, sonar.
Radar. I could ask the captain if I just barge onto the bridge.
Just say, hey, Cap, can I steer for a bit?
Hey, Captain, can you let a guy with some crazy red hair onto your bridge? Why not? Yeah. Yeah.
Although you will find it depressing because they now steer with a joystick. So you can go into these mammoth ships. And the captain sitting there going,
everyone is just asleep, really. It's just GPS. They've figured out, you know, everyone's trying to get the autonomous vehicle thing worked out. They got the autonomous boat thing figured out ages ago.
Except the docking is still, I don't think the GPS, you know, the docking is the thing. When you're moving, you know, 8 million tons of steel into a dock, you don't want to go too far.
Doesn't it take, hours for them to stop the boat?
It doesn't take hours, but it takes a long time.
That's so insane. I could not imagine. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. So we're actually recording this on Monday. I'm not actually connected via satellite to the Twit Brick House studio.
Don't shatter the illusion.
Darn it. I should have not broken that fourth wall.
I was wondering because the cameras seem to be waving around and back and forth. I thought we just might be on a ship.
It is raining enough in Petaluma that we might set sail at any moment.
Well, I hope we get... Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been seasick?
I do. I especially I get motion sickness in cars whenever I try to read and ride in a car as well.
So normally I'm taking
Dramamine and stuff. Okay. I've never tried the pressure point things. Those always seem...
Oh, Dramamine works pretty good.
Yeah, Dramamine is what I'll probably be taking every day. So but I'm excited. This will be like the first time. It's weird because I was truly thinking like I'm not going to have internet for the next week. It's going to be the weirdest feeling to really, because I'm not getting the data plan that my mother's getting for service, and so I'm not gonna have text messages. I'm not gonna have phone. I'm not gonna have anything. It is going.
But you're gonna
be
make three really stops,
weird.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So it's only gonna be like 2 days, a stop. Connect with the world.
Here's the thing is that I'm on month to month data with T-Mobile, and if they do offer international data, it's different, and I was having a hard time getting it, so I'm not even going to get international data. I'm not going to get international texts. I'm not going to get international roaming. So I'm planning on keeping my phone off the whole time, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if I look at my the details on my cruise, the first you get on for the first day, and then I think it's 2 days. Oh man, this is not.
Should I not show this?
I don't know.
To be honest,
I have no idea. There should be a cruise ship. This website is so bad. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So yeah, we're spending some time on the sea, and then you'll go into a port of call. And I think that we have two ports of call right back to back, a day, and then another port of call, and then another day back home.
Was it leave from the Petaluma, the Turning Basin, or would you have to
Houston.
Go to
Houston?
Oh, same.
Oh
thing.
My
Houston.
Word! Okay.
Yeah, Texas. All yeah, right. Yeah. So I'm going to fly down to Houston on Friday, and then I get on the boat on Saturday, and then we get back on Saturday. And I'm going to have just enough time to fly back to help produce Twit that next Sunday.
Wow.
So yeah.
Full of seafaring stories.
Yes, absolutely. My Tales of the Mermaids, I'll have them on that Sunday.
Okay, good. Yeah. Tale of Mermaid, yeah. Sounds perfect.
Yeah. So what do you got for us this week, Dick?
Well, first was my partner bought a new Dell tower. Mm-hmm. And he had an HP tower, and he said, you know, I'm going to hook up the Dell tower, but I don't want to give up my old computer right away. So you think I should buy a second monitor so that I can, you know, have access to both computers until I totally move everything over to the Dell? And I said, well, there's something you can use where you'll be able to hook both your towers to your new. He had just bought a new Vizio monitor, a 23-inch flat screen monitor that he liked. So I bought him a KMV switch from iogear, and so the KMV switch lets him use it's keyboard video mouse, so it lets him use both his towers to the one monitor. And years ago, Belkin had a wireless model. I think it was like $60. Little two-port thing is, I think it's under 20. You know, you have it up on the screen there now. I can't remember the price.
Yeah, $23.99.
$23.99, yeah. Okay.
Way better than getting a second monitor.
Yeah, and what's really nice about the iogear is everything, all the wire, everything's connected. Mm-hmm. So you take it out of the box. It took me less than 5 minutes to the two monitor cables go to each monitor. And then, the one goes to the monitor, and then both towers, you hook the monitor outputs to this little box. Comes with a little wired remote that you can attach to the side of your desk or side of the monitor. I stupidly left mine laying on the desk, and one day I came in and I put a bunch of papers down and I looked up and I said, why is my monitor black?
Yeah.
And I rebooted it, and I was getting nothing on the screen. So it turned out the other computer I had was off.
You're right.
And when I put the things down, I put them down on the switch, and it switched to the off monitor, the off computer, and I had a black monitor. I didn't need, if you don't want sound, if you don't need the mic and audio hookup, you can get a different one from iogear, which is only $17. That lets you use the monitors, but there'll be no sound and no mic connection to share between the two computers. But, boy, the hooking up could not be easier, and it doesn't matter if it's Windows or Mac. It just has to be Windows XP or higher, or Mac OS 9 or higher. So they are really neat and pretty neat and cheap.
Yeah, we use KVMs here at Twit all the time. In fact,
I bet
we have an 8-port and input solution.
8-port. Yeah.
And on the TD desk, and it's funny because you can take a KVM and plug it into a KVM. So we actually have
97 computers and one monitor.
Right, exactly, exactly. So if you like set your KVM to the other KVM, then you can switch that KVM.
KVMception.
Yeah, it goes insane. And so we have 15 computers hooked up downstairs, and we have 8 computers up here, and we use it all the time. It's wonderful because you got, and then we even have this really crazy laptop like setup thing down in the we have a really cool pull out interface at the racks, the server racks downstairs. But that's great, that's wonderful, and a lot of people don't know that you can do this for a lot less expensive than than a new monitor.
Yeah, that's the cheapy one. That's the one that doesn't give you
let
you share speakers or mic. And that guy is $17 or under $17.
Yeah, I think at the moment it's $22, but that'll change around.
It is very funny. They do, when I bought it, it was $17. Without sound was $17, and with sound was $26.
Yeah.
You know what I also noticed? It's very weird. Sometimes I think when we do something that everybody is enamored with, I find that within 2 days, it goes up $5.
Yep.
So I think they have some little algorithm in there that when they see things are selling really, really well, they go, it's just...
Or even if they had like 5 in stock and then they go out of stock and they go, whoa, slow down. Let's raise the price.
Yeah,
obviously demand is high and supply is low. Yeah absolutely.
I think that does happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's really neat. And I'm glad that there's something like the one that we have is so commercial and it has tons of options and it has its own little like rack unit thing. This is perfect for the house.
Yeah. No, this is, and perfect for the novice because it's very easy to set up.
Right.
And you don't need anything else. No software, no power supply.
Right.
Hook it.
Right. Uses USB.
Plug and play. Plug and play. Has anybody ever used that expression before?
I wonder. Well, that is really cool. From IO Gear, 2-port IO Gear system.
Okay. Another computer gadget from Satechi, Satechi, which I think is very clever, and that's going to be the video of the week, and here it is. Gizwiz with an interesting computer monitor stand from Satechi. This is it here. A lot of these on the market, but I'll tell you why I like this one. I'm going to flip it around to show you, in addition to being a plain old computer monitor stand, here in the front we have 4 USB ports. They're USB 2.0. We have a microphone jack and a headphone jack. So this moves them to the front of your computer. If you're using a flash drive or something, this is so convenient. Plugging in a headset, you don't have to go to the back of the monitor or the side of the monitor. Then at the bottom, this is the USB cable that goes to your computer. And in the package also is the mic cable and the headphone cable. And there are little jacks up here that you can't quite see that you'll hook those up to your computer. So all the wires will be underneath. They have little tracks for the wires to be in. And then once you stand it up and put the monitor on it, you have a place to put the keyboard underneath. You have storage under there. And if that is too high for you, I'm going to show you that there's a second position. And having the computer monitor at the right height can reduce eye strain, can reduce neck strain. And
that's cool.
It's good for all those reasons. I'm going to take that leg
out. I mean, I assume you could use it with just those white feet, too, and have a third position.
And then you put the aluminum legs back.
Even a fourth position. Well, maybe not sitting all the way down there. That's a track.
And then you flip it on back, and now you have a lower monitor. $39.99 on Amazon. It's $29.99.
Isn't that neat?
The box out here. It is the Satechi F1 smart monitor stand. A little quickie note: when I first opened it, I thought, "Where are the legs?" You know, you never read the instructions. you just look, and I folded that down, and they're packed back here. So you don't notice them when you just open the box. So don't throw the box out before you remove the legs. There it is, F1 Smart Monitor from Satechi, S-A-T-E-C-H-I. Actually, I wish they hadn't used that name because I could be Sir Techie. The Gizwiz, Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz. Bye.
Bye. And hey. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
So that's pretty neat, isn't it?
Hey, that is neat. I actually really, really like that. Forever, I used what's called a hinge dock, and it's a completely different idea, but I loved having basically your ports available right there.
Yes.
It's super great. And
I assume once USB 3 really gets popular, they'll do a 3.0 version.
Right.
And it wouldn't hurt. I don't know how much wiring it would take. It would be great if it could also have an SD card slot on the side.
Yeah, you could really kind of go all out with ports right there on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on your website. It is cheaper on Amazon. I see that they say it's $39.99 and it's on sale for $35, but it's as of now, it's $29 on Amazon. It'll probably has it already gone up on Amazon?
It's already gone up on Amazon.
It has.
I don't believe it was $29.99 2 days ago.
$34.99. Yep.
That is so funny.
That is a riot.
Street prices will fluctuate, folks.
Yes.
That is so funny. Only one left in stock, it says on Amazon.
Oh my word! Oh my word!
That is so funny. But of course, if you've been looking, I mean, one, just having your laptop or your monitor up on a stand is nice. And then two, to have your ports right at the front, wonderful, yeah. Like absolutely yes. Great.
Yeah. And also a place to stick the keyboard when you're not using
it
is great.
Right. All that extra space underneath, I fill with chess keys immediately.
I forgot I measured it. So it's 9 inches wide and it's 22 inches long. So there's a fair amount of space under there. You can, when you're not using it, your keyboard and your mouse can go under there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it matches the style of the computer, especially if you use something Apple-esque. But any monitor, it looks like it looks stylish. So that is cool. I really like that.
Good.
Perfect. Okay. I guess let's move on to the next.
Gadget number three has nothing in the world
to do with computers. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
But it's a corker. And if you go to my little close up camera here, you'll see what it is. It's bottle light. So, bottle light is a cork that can go into any bottle. But this is really neat. Down at the tip, you turn it, and the cork has an LED.
Wow.
Pull the cork top off, and there is a USB charging port.
Because everything needs to be a USB charging.
And we have a little bit of video of what this looks like in various bottles. So, Jason, you want to run that mini video? Look at this.
Oh, wow. How long does the light last? Do we know?
The light, 1 hour of charging gives you 2.5 hours of light.
Wow.
And something great about this is it's great mood lighting.
Yeah.
And also, it's great mood lighting for a picnic. Yeah, the company, bizarrely, is called Suck UK.
Suck UK.
And also, it's great for, like, picnics and stuff out in the dark of the backyard because you don't have to worry about candles blowing out. It's pretty hard to blow out an LED.
Yeah, I've tried, man.
It's brand new. It's going to be $15. There is a little, in addition to the LED light at the end of the cork, there's another LED light that lights up at the side red when you plug it in to your computer or even an AC, one of those little converters, and it lights up red. And when the red light goes out, it means it's fully charged. And as I said, you get 2.5 hours out of it. It's going to be about $15. And it's Suck UK. The link's on my website. And when you click on it, you can click on Bottle Light and it'll just ask for your email address, and that will let you know when it's available. Yeah, just click on Buy Now, Jason, and see if it still says give us your... Does it...
Oh, it says buy.
You click that.
Well, I click it.
Email it. Yeah,
there we email go. It. Yeah. Okay. So it's not available yet.
You know, it's funny. My power went out in part of my house, and specifically in the bathroom where I don't have any windows, it's really hard to take a shower where I normally close the door. And so I was using candles, and like as I was lighting them, I was like, I never realized exactly how dangerous candles were. Like one cat knock. And this candle is next to all sorts of flammable things.
Yeah, but this also, isn't it hard keeping a candle lit in the shower?
Well, you know, if you use those trick candles that you get for birthday parties,
yes,
perfect. Works great every time.
You know what? I figured you would have a solution.
Yep.
Perfect.
You know, I have to point out, Suck UK also has a wide assortment of ice.
Wow.
Makers, including this zombie reaching out of your cocktail.
I really love that.
That's great.
We might have to order that for later.
Crocodile.
Oh, crocodile. I mean,
seriously.
Get Jeff Needles on the horn.
So we are planning on doing, what is it, themed months to keep kind of all the gadgets. And actually, my crap that's coming up next is themed for this month. Like, as I mentioned last week, hope I remember to do that. And one of them is stretchy things. We want to do sort of gelatin things, and ice sculptures would be really cool because they're all jelly, I assume.
Got a little little touch hand for the end of your pen.
Touch stylus. Oh my gosh,
that's cute.
That is a really neat company.
Yeah.
That is super cool. Anyway, so when I was talking about the light going out, it was funny because
I was going from
my bedroom to my living room, and there's been construction going on, and so they've been drilling in stuff. So I'm hearing all these, you know, they're drilling in screws and stuff like that, and so I'm hearing them drilling in this screw, and it goes, and you know, it ends. He lands it, and then all the lights go off.
Oh my god!
And anyway, so I thought, you know, this would be a perfect thing. Instead of having an open flame, you throw a few bottles, which I definitely have a few bottles laying around. Throw a light in it, and that would work really, really great.
Did you get the lights to come back on?
You know, I didn't want to flip the breaker because I assumed that the breaker had flipped. And I assumed, and it could easily be just coincidence, that he was drilling in and I heard him, the drill stop the moment that the lights went out. But I wasn't doing anything weird at the time. I wasn't running anything that I've never run before, and I've never had problems with the breaker before. So I was super worried that when I flipped the breaker, whatever screw was in whatever wire that I assumed tripped the thing would catch the place on fire. So I emailed my maintenance because I'm at an apartment complex and told them the whole story, and they said, we'll just come and flip the breaker, and that's what they did. Completely unrelated, I've been on the phone with my insurance agent to make sure that my apartment insurance is up to date and how to be reimbursed if my apartment burns down. completely unrelated. Definitely, I mean, balls in their court. I told them the whole story. I don't know how else to say. I really think that your construction workers drilled a nail or drilled a screw into one of my lights or into one of my wires.
That's very funny. My favorite power going out coincidence story, it was in the paper after the big blackout in the 90s when the entire city went out. And the story was this lady plugged her toaster oven in the morning and it blew a fuse. And she reset the circuit breaker and kind of forgot about it. And then at night she was getting dinner ready and she thought, oh, should I use that toaster oven again? She lived in a high rise and overlooking the city. I'll give it one more try. So she plugs it in. There's a spark and the entire city goes out. Which you can see from a window.
That became like a week-long power outage in New York.
Yeah, she's thinking... Oh my God!
That toaster oven, no. You know, it's the first. This is the first time I've thought of what the actual solution may have been. Was that he was drilling it in, and his drill was plugged into my power outlet.
Oh,
and when it went all the way in, it actually did flip the breaker. That's the first time that, okay, this is actually making me feel a lot better, that his drill probably flipped the breaker, and that's why the coincidence of the drill and the, man, Terram kind of helped me out with that because he said he probably had to stop drilling because he had no more power. So anyway, still going to follow up on the insurance, but iFixit is a sponsor of this episode. They are fantastic. You know iFixit because of the awesome tutorials and teardowns that they do. They do all sorts. They've done the new Mac Pros. They've done iPods. They've done game consoles. What a lot of people don't know is that they have awesome tutorials on how to fix all of your gear. It's not just teardowns. They have guides on how to repair your consoles, on how to repair your phones, on broken screens, and iPods, iPads, all sorts of wonderful, wonderful repair guides.
How could
guides.
You ever open an iPad?
So they have it's glued together, so they actually sell these heated beads that you microwave and then lay on your iPad so that it warms up the glue so that you can suction cup it open. They have some kind of they also give repairability scores on these sorts of things, and the iPad obviously is not that repairable. But something like a game console, if you want to try to upgrade the hard drive or you know something's failed, you can go to iFixit to help get it done. Or your laptop screen is much more repairable than that. They have over 100,000 repair guides, smartphones, tablets, and things like that. And so they also, what if you're if something goes wrong and you need the parts to help fix it? Well, instead of searching around, they have all the parts that you need. I can see an iPod click wheel in there, and I can, looks like various motherboards and cameras and batteries and things like that. They have everything you need. And of course, to get into your gadgets, you need tools. And in fact, I actually have the ProTech toolkit right here. This is the thing to use when you are getting into all of your gadgets. It has just, this is what is used by industry professionals all over. If you head somewhere to get your stuff repaired, they're most likely using the ProTech toolkit, which is something that you should consider getting yourself. Inside of the ProTech toolkit, there is all sorts of things underneath all of these flaps. It's nicely organized. I really like that. One of my favorite things is the 54-bit driver kit. Inside of here, you have all sorts of different heads to repair all of your gadgets. You got Phillips bits, Pentalobe bits, Torx, and Torx security bits. You have tri-wing bits, and you even have triangle bits. And I love the triangle bits because those are what you do to open up McDonald's toys. So if you need to repair a McDonald's toy, you have all of that. They even have, one of my favorite things is this magnet. And so let's say you accidentally drop a screw. This is in their bits thing. So let's just assume this is a screw. If you drop it in there, you can use the magnet to pick those things up. That's one of my favorite things that's in this driver kit. It also has a really stylish, super stylish swivel top precision driver. This is like jewelry for geeks, basically. I love this thing. So that's the 54-bit driver kit. But of course, there's all sorts of things, over 70 tools to help you with any modification or fixings that you need to have done. They even have safe tweezers for you, ESD safe tweezers. They have, here's a box cutter just in case you need to cut open those warranty void stickers. So this is the ProTech toolkit. And man, I mean, if you have a geek's birthday that's coming up, This is perfect for you. So with iFixit, you can fix it yourself. If you visit iFixit.com/twit, there are free step-by-step repair guides. iFixit also sells all the tools and parts that you'll need. Plus, if you enter the code GizWiz at checkout, you'll receive $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. That's iFixit.com/twit. Use the code GizWiz for that offer. And we thank iFixit for their support of the GizWiz. This is such a cool company, such a cool product, and I know that you're just going to be wonderfully happy if you purchase this, because everyone has gadgets that break and needs repairing. So
sounds great.
Now,
yes.
Now it is time for my crap of the week.
Yes, Chad's crappy corner.
And crappy corner. And so this week, we're sticking with the theme of food products.
Okay.
So I went to the market and I got a little bit of food. Now the problem with keeping track of food, I'm currently keeping track of everything that I'm eating. I'm using my Fitness Pal to keep every calorie, every carb, every gram of sodium, which I'm always okay. Over on sodium. I eat a lot of salt, but it's difficult whenever you're trying to figure out exactly is that half a cup? Is that fully a cup? What the heck am I actually eating here? And so that's why I have...
Is this to be healthy? You're not trying to... Are you trying to gain weight, lose
no,
weight?
No, just to be healthy. Just to track
just
it. Just
to live
find
longer.
Out. So okay. I have this portion control plate gadget. Here, I'm going to pull this down out of the way. And the idea behind this is that there's different sections to the portion control plate. You can use whatever plate you have. I have just a circular plate here from the kitchen here at Twit. And inside of this plastic device, you should probably clean it before you use it, but I'm not going to do that. But definitely, if you're buying this for yourself, go ahead and clean it. It will fit on a plate, and now you can tell sort of what your portions are. Inside, down in the middle, it's a little bit hard to tell. There's a line inside of there, and that line denotes if it's a half cup, or if you fill it up all the way to the top, if it's a full cup. So I have a few
okay.
items here to
yeah,
test
yeah.
this out with,
I'd like,
right?
a, like a demo of this.
Right. So I have a baked potato, and then I went over to the market. That's why I have all these things from the market in the bag. So first, let's go ahead and open up what I have in here. And on the portion control, it actually has different things. So over here, it says vegetables or fruit. Here it says starch, and here it says protein. And if you look at the little thing it gave you, it kind of matches up if you wanted vegetables, fruit, starch, or protein.
Okay.
You don't have to follow along with you know, obviously, if you don't want, you know, the perfect balanced diet. So what I'm going to do,
nice.
Yeah, we got our vegetables. So let's go ahead and take our vegetables here and put them into, where's the vegetable one? This is the vegetable one. Oh, get over on the other
the,
side.
The three rings, though, are the same size, aren't they?
Right. So they're all a okay. cup. So, right. So it doesn't really matter, I guess.
I was just going to say, you don't have to, I don't think
I'm the, just trying to
the,
stay by the
vegetable
rules, you know?
Police are going to come after you if you.
There we go.
Okay.
Got some squash in there. We got some.
You have a little spillover.
You know, here.
Yeah.
Portion control.
There we go. That's it.
Get the portion control police. Portion police.
Nope. Here.
Huh. He's putting veggies.
There we go. Had to cut that one in half.
The fruit
cut out.
Oh,
that's really good. That's like garlicky. Ooh. Uh-oh. Look, it's portion.
Yeah, you got to move that portion over.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise.
Move that out. Hey, pal. Hey.
These portions? Here we go. There we go.
All right. Thank
hey,
you,
pal.
Bella.
You're over the line.
There we go. So that's a cup of greens.
Get that bean back behind
right.
the barrier.
So this one's starch right here. So let's go ahead and take our baked potato and just...
Is that a macaroni that I see there on the side of the plate?
We do. What? We're getting there. We're getting there. So here, one second.
I'm just saying, it's still there.
There.
Wow.
There.
Okay.
I think that's how you do a twice baked potato, right?
Right. You used to color outside the lines when
a
you
little
were...
Bit.
It,
a
yeah,
little bit.
Okay. It's
there
showing.
And... Here, I'm also trying to do this a little bit fast. Yeah. Here we go. So let's put the macaroni and cheese. You know, I'm not going to use protein. I'm just going to macaroni and cheese is my protein okay. for today. But it is actually
so
kind of
there's
nice.
There's no calorie counting here. This is just to show you how much you should be eating. Is that
well? It depends. I mean, what you would do is you would take these and you know, for protein, the line is actually much lower down. So
okay.
you know, the line is smaller than the other ones. I'm not really doing protein correctly. I'm just kind of filling up the thing here. But it would help you. It'd help you know that. Listen, I only ate a cup of mashed potato. Because I filled it okay. up to the cup line, right?
And about
macaroni may not
four
work.
Quarts
yeah.
of macaroni and cheese.
And we have one more here, so I'm gonna fill that one up with my soup that I got. So
oh, this should be interesting.
There.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Oh, it did
actually,
stay.
Actually, it kind of really didn't kind of stay. It is leaking now a little bit out of the bottom.
I mean, but that is the thickest soup I have ever
seen. It's chilly. It's chilly. So now guess let's go ahead and pull this off because you wouldn't want to eat it with the...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I thought I would have eaten it with it on.
Uh-oh. Yeah, kind of.
It
but anyway.
Way better with it on. Yeah. But you know, so it is portion control because now it looks very unappealing.
Yeah, so now you can eat that with the soup kind of did kind of get all over there. Come on, I thought that would stay. Guess not.
All right, what does this guy cost?
That's a good question.
Well, let's put it this way. What did it cost when we started talking about it?
this morning?
What does it cost now?
I don't know. It's $8.90. And not too bad. I really do like this, how this baked potato turned out. Just kind of nice and...
Yeah.
Nice
and the macaroni
right
stayed in its place. The soup got out of hand.
The soup, yeah. You know, don't be like me, folks. Don't put soup in your portion control thing. I was just trying to make a bit happen. But yeah, so that's it. You know, it's funny. I actually thought I would be mocking this a lot more, but... It was actually, that's a cup of potato, and yeah. Now I know it's exactly
now
a cup
that's
of potato.
A very reasonable dinner that you've made right there.
And just, you know, here, we'll eat some of these green beans were actually really good. Come on, there we go.
Very good. And the gadget name again is?
Meal measure. Manage your weight with one portion at a time. Hopefully don't manage it with soup.
No,
that was kind of dumb. But yeah, and it also comes in a variety of different colors. So if you don't like red, you can get blue, you can get yellow, and there's a lot, and if you truly do stick to a normal diet, you could fill it with vegetables and fruit or starches and things like that, just like it says actually on the meal measure. And yeah, so that is the meal measure.
All right.
Washable on the top rack, it says. You can wash it on the top rack of your washing machine. I don't know if there's a big difference between top and bottom rack, but apparently there is. Because it says do it that way. But yeah, that is the meal measure. Anyone want some food? Because I already ate.
Potato!
You want some potato?
I don't want chili.
You don't want chili?
No.
It is very a chili potato now. Ooh, the fork is falling. I didn't touch any of it with my hands. I don't think. I squeezed the skin of the potato. Skin of the potato's over here. Anyone want some potato skins? Anyway, so that is the meal measure. And you know, get it if you're it's also kind of fun. If you want to craft a project with your children.
It's good.
Yep. Okay, well now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Normally I clean up after...
Don't play with your food, Chad.
I'm just making sure it doesn't get this place any more messy. There we go.
Our Gadget Warehouse is going to be a viewer's video, and it starts with an email that says, "Hey, Jason, Dick, and Chad, I have a link to my submission for my favorite gadget, my IN18 Russian Nexi tube clock."
Ooh.
I hope you can show the video on the air. Thank you for all your hard work. Michael Dombrowski from Washington, D.C. And am I saying that right? Is it Nixie Tubes?
Yeah, Nixie Tubes.
Oh, Nixie Tubes from like years and years ago. Anyway, this
before
is...
Before they had LEDs.
Yeah, here's his video and Nixie Tubes that evidently you can still buy. Here we go.
Hello, Dick and Chad.
Hey.
Michael Dombrowski here and... I wanted to show you, maybe not my favorite gadget, but certainly one of my favorites. And that is an IN18 Nixie Tube clock. Nixie Tubes were generally made during the Cold War by Soviet Russia. And so I want to show you one of these tubes right now. They're pretty neat. And While I'm talking about them, I'll show you a bit of B-roll of the clock in action.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're great. You know, Woz has a Nixie Tube watch.
What?
So here I have one of the six Nixie Tubes from my clock. On the back, it says IN18 in Cyrillic, and it says CCCP with the star. So we know it was made when the Soviet Union was still around. And I find that really neat. It's an interesting piece of history, as well as an interesting piece of technology. What happens is there's a gas in here, in this airtight tube, and then you run an electric current through one of these pins on the bottom, and that will cause one of the different forms of the numbers to light up. So there are numbers 0 through 9 in one tube, so I have 6, so I can get a time in hours, minutes, and seconds. So that's basically how they work. The clock that I bought was from a person in the UK, and he sent it to me. It was about $500, yeah, and that included both the board to drive the tubes, as well as the tubes themselves. These tubes can be pretty expensive. They can go anywhere from $25 to $50, and that is per tube, so you have to multiply that by 6 for this specific clock. They make smaller Nixie tubes, different sizes, that go for less money, but these big ones, these IN18s, are generally more expensive. So for this project, I made my own board here.
Oh, cool.
Just with a Arduino Nano and a real-time clock breakout board from Adafruit.com. And I wrote a program Adafruit on this Arduino to control the clock and output the correct time over serial, RS-232 serial connections. That's one of the reasons why I bought this specific clock, is that I can control it with a computer or with a microprocessor such as the Arduino. More information about this project can be found at my website, MikeDombrowski.com. You'll see it on screen somewhere around here, MikeDombrowski.com. Some subdirectory, it'll be on screen. And hopefully, if you show this, it'll be in the show notes. So I have code there for the sketch that runs on this Arduino, as well as some additional information about my specific clock. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to email me. All that is on my site, MikeDombrowski.com. Thanks for watching.
That is super cool.
Pretty neat, yeah. And Mike, yes, we did show you a video, and all that info will be in the show notes. Yes, Jason, can you do a quick run through to see if Woz Nixie Watch comes up? Well, I met Woz at some press event, and I mean, this watch he's wearing is enormous.
Yep.
And as Mike said, they make small Nixie tubes, and Woz said he gets like 2 days out of a set of batteries for this thing. But it's a great conversation piece. And there it is.
It's huge.
Look at how – there's Woz. And there – look at that.
It has two tubes in there that will flash first the hour and then the –
sitting in my seat next to somebody else, and we're flying halfway over the country, and I go through the...
Is that allowed in
12-hour or 24-hour mode? Then I go to the hours. I can adjust the hours up to, you know, time, new time zone, minutes, seconds, and then it gets to where I can actually set the angle that it, on my wrist, that it's going to show the time.
Oh, wow.
And I select it, and it's all set. But when the people sitting next to me see me pushing all these little buttons on a watch like this on an airplane, I'm wondering what's going through their heads.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what they're thinking.
Yes, I wish I was on another flight is what they're thinking.
I'm thinking, gosh, Woz, why are you going to make me so nervous?
That is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It really is amazing.
Yeah. Anyway.
And it's just like how Nixie tubes work. There's all of those elements. There's 10 elements in there from 0 to 9 that will light up based off of which, you know, which one is present. And they're all lined up right in front of each other. And you can't see the others because the element that's lit is brighter. It's such a cool idea for and such a cool way to solve an issue of we need to display all these numbers using, you know, in a small area, and that's how they did it back in the day, that, you know, of vacuum tubes and, you know, were computer transistors.
Yeah, 50 bucks a tube. Oh, amazing. My gosh.
Yeah.
Michael Dombrowski, thank you. You'll get a Mad Magazine, an Alfred E. Newman picture, some piece of crap. And fortunately, we've got two or three entries, but we'll ask again. We're still looking for videos for when we run out. So if you'd like to have your video submitted to the show, this is how you do it. Shoot a little YouTube video, 2 to 3 minutes, 3 minutes tops, on any of the following categories. I invented this. I bought a piece of crap. My gadget warehouse. My favorite gadget of all time. And just post it on YouTube and send us the link. It goes to GizWiz at twit.tv. And, you know, we've had several combination gadgets where it was someone's favorite gadget, but it used technology of the past. All that stuff is great. And we like sharing your videos with our viewers. GizWiz at twit.tv.
Very, very cool. And now it is time for the letter. Woo! Love that drop.
Oh, I think I'm seasick.
I know. I'm going to be food sick.
What was that? What were those shots in between? Did you throw up or what was that? Was that your dinner? Oh, that was that. Okay.
It's been spreading out a little bit.
It went by so fast.
I thought that soup was going to be a much funnier bit.
But, so I'm going to read this letter and then, Jason, if we can cut to the link in his letter. The letter of the week is from Yukesh Kumar, Y-U-K-E-S-H, Kumar. The subject is tiny gadget that turns a smartphone into a laser pointer. What? Hey, Dick and Chad, this is my first time writing to GizWiz. I was surfing the net. I came across this tiny gadget. Let me say, I don't own this gadget. I don't want this gadget. It doesn't cater to any of my needs. But I can see the appeal of this to anyone who has to put on presentations. I love the show. I look forward to each new one. Keep up the sub-average work. Joking, of course. Yukesh Kumar. And I'm just showing this to, and also the notes will be, the link to this will be in the notes. But it is a tiny little, it's like the size of a pin. That goes into it. Looks like it might only be for the iPhone. And I think it's very expensive. I looked at this before the show, and I think this thing is $56.
Oh, that's interesting. I just noticed what he did. You can do the laser pointer thing. This is all on a green screen. What he's showing is kind of fake. But let's say he needs to answer a call. You can flip it so that the little things don't connect with the inside of the headset, and now you can answer a phone call.
Because
if you have anything plugged in the headphone jack, it's going to interrupt, you know, your call. It's going to assume. But yeah, I've seen this before.
You've seen one of these?
Well, I haven't actually seen one in person. I think they had a Kickstarter campaign.
I think it's called. I think the official name is iPin.
Yeah. For some reason I remember a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah. No, I thought it might be interested to, do you put on shows? I don't even know. I figured you might at some point, right?
I mean, no, I don't think we have.
Okay.
Yeah, unless if...
Well, you know what? If you had this on the ship, you would really...
Right.
You'd be something, boy.
My fear would be, you know, there's a big problem with people pointing lasers at airplanes.
Other people. Yeah. Well, no, that's true.
And if you accidentally leave this in and it gets switched on, I hope there's a pretty easy toggle to make sure that you know.
I'm also assuming this is a very low power device.
Right. Right.
You know, meant to be used in a room.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. It looks like they actually have a video of maybe a product demo here. I'm not sure. we could find out. The iPhone has it at the bottom of the phone. I forgot about that. That's what the, I believe that's...
So you put that tiny little guy in. I guess you have to download an app so that it knows when to...
Turn on. Turn
that little guy on.
Yeah. Let's see if he gets the app. There he goes. Cute pin. He's going to hit it. Well, that was one crazy app. And then... Oh, it rotates around. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
iPin. That is the iPin.
That is cool.
Really Yukesh, cool. Thank you for pointing this out to us. Aren't we so clever here?
We'll laser something.
No.
Dang. So don't be laser. Get us your video.
Send us your emails over laser. No. That is about it for this episode.
We have a brand new...
What the heck is it?
Yes. Did you know what the other one was?
Yes. So forever.
Did you know what it was for real?
For real. And it's so funny. I don't know. I don't remember where I saw this. Let me go to the What the Heck Is It portion on the page. Right. If we scroll down. That is made. Yeah. Don't scroll any further. That is made to keep wine stems in your, it connects from your washing machine peg to the end of a wine stem to keep your glass from falling over in the dishwasher.
That is correct. That is correct. Yes. And it turns out that about 10 people knew for real what it was.
Right.
And so they all got Mad Magazines. But the more fun thing for us are the crazy things, you know, like, these are just a few of the silly answers that won Mad Magazine. I think it's Bonnie's cane, toilet brush, handle extender, a crowbar in fashion colors, toothbrush extension for a deep mouth. I like this, too. I think it's a kickstand for someone with a peg leg.
That's a good one.
Clamp on handle for a witch's broom so she'll have a better grip. A lot of fun stuff. So now, any idea what the new one is?
Okay, so let me go look.
Okay.
Let me see the new one. Wow, no.
Okay.
I'm
looking at the chat room. Someone says, I put mugs in my dishwasher. I don't need a stand for wine glasses.
I drink wine out of a mug. I'm a man.
Exactly.
I have no idea. That looks...
Well, that's good.
It looks like a pacifier, but for
I'm not
a robot.
To say anything.
It looks like a robot
could
pacifier.
Could be. That's a good answer. Good answer. So you have all of March and all of April to play, and guess what the heck is that?
Weird.
Yeah. And as you said, 12 answers for people who get the right answer. Up to 24 autographed Mad Magazines for silly, stupid answers.
Perfect.
So, gizwiz.biz. Click on What the Heck Is It? And everything we talked about, everything Chad talked about, our letters, everything is at gizwiz.biz.
Best show notes ever. Absolutely. So I'm going to have to go on the ship with the lollipop.
Princess Cruise. What's the name of the ship? The Princess what?
The Princess Caribbean. The Caribbean Princess, I think.
On the good ship. Doesn't quite work.
Caribbean. If you want to, you can have a carabiner when you go hiking. Yeah, that's a hard thing to rhyme.
I'm gonna close that video now.
Yeah, thanks. I will back to our normal time if you're watching this pre-recorded. If you're getting this in the feedback, to our normal time of recording on Wednesdays at around 4:30 Pacific time next week. And
7:30 my time.
7:30 Eastern. UTC, you can figure it out yourself and do the math, because I assume...
We don't do no stinking math.
We don't, no, not on air.
Oh, wait a minute. Also, it's going to be daylight savings time soon, or it is, or something. I don't know.
Yes, it is, actually. It'll be daylight savings while I'm on the boat.
Oh, my word. You'll get an extra hour.
Yeah.
Or you're going to lose an hour.
No, back.
Spring ahead. Spring forward. Oh, you're going to lose an hour.
Spring forward, you're right.
Yeah, you're going to lose an hour with your cruise. Dang yeah.
They should refund me that money.
Yeah.
An hour of cruise. I'll get like $20 back.
Yeah.
This was super fun. Thank you so much, Dick. Thank you, everyone, for watching, especially in the chat room or watching live. Or if you download it, of course, you can make sure you just subscribe to all future episodes at twit.tv/gizwiz. There you'll find every single option you possibly want. SD, HD, and multiple versions. Audio only if you're going to be driving while you listen to the show. iTunes, Zune, absolutely everything. For you to subscribe and get it hand-delivered to you by robots every single week. I guess that's the opposite of being hand-delivered. It will be robotically delivered to you every single week.
Through the air.
Through the air. Wow. Through microwaves. Whoa. And satellites.
Wow.
We go to space and back to bring this
yeah.
to you. Yes. That about wraps it up. Thanks so much for watching. We will see you next week.
Bye. I'll be here.